everybody. Welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise AfterBuzz TV special. I'm your host, Christina Zias, and tonight we're recapping the past two episodes of Bachelor in Paradise. A lot went down. We had our first rose ceremony. We learned that America's sweetheart, Dean, might be a heartbreaker. We finally got some new Bachelor blood. And guys, we have two very special guests in studio. All that right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, you guys, it's Tuesday night turn-off here at AfterBuzz Studios. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. We're so excited to recap another Bachelor in Paradise two-night special. Next to me is Sterling.
Hey, guys, I'm Sterling Cates, and you can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
We have Christine.
What's up, guys? I'm Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean.
And Renee.
Hey, guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And you guys, we have two very special guests. One made like a hair-flipping entrance into Bachelor in Paradise tonight. Yes. Hello, Dominique.
Hi, guys.
And,
hi.
Hey. Oh, by the way, you guys, Dominique is just like casually Christine's sister. Like,
just like no big deal. Super casually.
And you guys might have heard of the guy sitting next to her, Mr. Eric Bigger, like maybe secretly the hashtag next bachelor. We don't even know. Maybe.
Wow. Hey, ladies, how you doing?
We're good. Hey, how are you?
Phenomenal. After buzz, baby. What's the buzz tonight? After night.
You have the after buzz.
Bachelor in Paradise. How you feeling?
Yo, you got the spirit and everything. Yeah. Love it.
Honestly, we're so excited to have you guys on. Like, we've been talking to people who watch our show all day and all week. We kind of like teased that you guys might be coming on last week, and everyone is just stoked. And I mean, Eric, we'll get into talking with you about Rachel's season and how your life has probably changed since then.
Yes.
You're like, I don't remember my past couple of months. But we're so excited. So thank you guys so much for joining in. And to everyone on the chat roll, you guys, thanks for chatting with us.
Yes. Everyone's super excited.
I know.
Eric.
They're so stoked. Also, Christine, they like your lipstick color.
Oh, thanks. Pretty
cute. So, you guys, it's, like, kind of weird recapping these two episodes because I feel like ABC is just so desperate right now to fill 4 hours of time with 10 days of actual coverage. So, I feel like there's a lot going on, but a lot less that we see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's confusing. But last night was a big night because we had the first rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe we went 3 episodes in with
so many, and then Trump interrupted it last night for the East Coast, so that was good for us. We didn't have that interruption.
Oh, that's hilarious. First time it's like better watching it on the West Coast.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone on the East Coast was like, oh my God, they had a shutdown and now Donald Trump is interrupting us. Like, they just don't want this rose ceremony to happen.
But so funny.
They got to it. So.
Okay, so for the rose ceremony, Iggy, Alex, Nick, and Vinny went home. Christine, were you surprised by that?
No, because they didn't establish a connection with anybody on the show. Like, I honestly forgot they were there.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Yeah. Renee, what about you?
Yeah, honestly, I forgot about Nick completely. And Vinny, I mean, we had him on as a guest last week, so I was like, oh yeah, Vinny. But we barely saw him, so it was not a shocker that he went home.
And Alex was just being annoying the whole time, so I was happy to see him go. Sorry, was that too much? Sure.
Oh, my God. I feel like Alex was, like, so surprised he went home, and, like, everyone in the world knew Alex was going home but Alex. Like, that sucks. But it's okay. I mean, at this point, the only relationship was Taylor and Derek. And Dominique. Okay, we had no idea, but you're, like, BFF with Taylor.
Yeah, me and Taylor are very, very close.
So, before Bachelor in Paradise, did you guys both know you were going to go on together?
Yeah, we both know we were going. I knew she was going before I was going, so we were excited to see if we were going to be there at the same time and what was going to happen, and she kind of got the lay of the land before I got there, so she definitely gave me the tea when I when
Yeah,
I
that's
in.
Awesome. Yeah. Did she say who she wanted to be there, what guys? Because she and Derek matched up very quickly.
Actually, no. She didn't say anybody that she wanted to meet. She was kind of, same thing as me. We were very open. We were kind of like, anybody. Rachel's guys, past guys, JoJo's guys were kind of open. So, but I wasn't surprised when I came in and I saw her with Derek because I'm like, they're literally the same person. Like, literally, he is the male version of her. Like,
wow.
It's freaky.
Did they know each other before, like most people do on this show, or no?
No. They never met before. Okay. I never met Derek before. Okay. Derek is kind of a little bit removed from...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Bachelor community, like, he lives in Iowa. We don't get to see him often.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Yeah,
he's out of the mix completely.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So he kind of like was thrown back into it. So we'd never met him.
So obviously, there's only people that have a relationship, except Dean and Christina. And I feel like this was honestly, like, last night's episode was all about the whole Dean and Christina drama. And it's tough to say because America is so obsessed with Dean. Like, I mean, guys, like, his handle's Deanie Babies. Like, could he sound more innocent? Like, seriously. Like,
he did
such a good job at branding himself as, like, this sweet, innocent guy. And last night, we kind of saw him being a fuckboy. Like, exactly. Let's be real.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we should talk to Eric because you're someone who knows him a lot better.
Deanie
Babies? Not to put you on the spot, but.
A dream? Wow.
So, last night, for you guys that are tuning in, pretty much Dean and Christina have established this relationship. They went on a road trip together. They had a relationship while
it was shut down.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I feel like, why this is so dramatic, and for Christina at least, because they were in the real world together.
Yeah.
So Dean kind of blows her off.
Right.
And this is the Dean that we're seeing. Eric, is this the Dean that you know?
I don't know that Dean. Dean is a sweet gentleman. He's very, you know, he's a good guy. So that's kind of shocking, but I don't know what went on, so can't really speak too much in depth, but I'm shocked.
Christine, do you think that Dean handled the situation incorrectly?
I think that he did. I think that it's obvious that when Danielle L. came into the picture, there was chemistry there, and that's the point of Paradise, to just explore the different connections, but there's a certain way that you go about it. And I feel like prior to this point, everyone had kind of been open, like, hey, I'm going to go on this date, or whatever, and granted, they had that conversation, but the way he handled just, like, the bonfire part at night and giving D'Lo that half-birthday cake, to me, it was just disrespectful, and it wasn't considerate of Christina's feelings at all.
Right. In my opinion, Dean completely showed his age in last night's episode. And even before Danielle got there after the whole Christina stuff was happening, he was still being extremely rude to Christina. He was sleeping when she was trying to talk to him, and then he was like, I'm going to go shower.
Like, he literally rolled off the day bed while she was talking to him. He's like, I'm leaving to go shower. I'm like,
it's so rude.
Right. And then later, and after Danielle came in, obviously, that was really rude when he didn't initially ask for her permission to go on the date or whatever, and he talked to her as kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
But then after the date, when he got back, and he said, you know, I feel like there's, like, this tension between us. And I'm like, well, it's because of you. She's
absolutely
trying to talk to you, and you're sleeping or showering or whatever it is that you're doing. So, in my opinion, he was acting like he's 25, 26, whatever he is. It was just showing his age a little. He was being Deanie Babies, you know?
Exactly. Renee, what do you think?
No, I completely agree. What really got to me was the fact he, like, would not have an open conversation with her about it whatsoever. And in the first week, or maybe it was, yeah, the first week, it seemed as though he didn't want to have a conversation with her about it on camera. Like, he was very vague with his answers, and he was like, you know, it's everything. Like, he wouldn't be very specific about what he was upset about, but as time went on, it just seemed like he's just kind of being a jerk. Like, he feels like that guy you're dating that all your friends are like, stop dating him, he's the worst. Like, right. Dean is being that guy.
Right. I will say this, though, during his date with Danielle, when she was asking him about his family and stuff, I realized that that episode hadn't aired yet of his episode with Rachel when they go to his hometown. So he could have still been dealing with a lot of that stuff and with a lot of, obviously, being fresh off the breakup with Rachel. So I was trying to give him that benefit of the doubt. But maybe when he was like, you know, it's everything. Like, America doesn't know this stuff about my family yet. Like, maybe he was still trying to deal with that. So I don't really sure. I was trying to give him the benefit.
I think you're giving him the benefit of the doubt too hard, because, like, he had too many chances last night. Like, it was pretty much, like, Christina kept trying and kept trying, and he was just rude. And, like, I think it is he just showed his age. Like, he couldn't communicate properly. And I think this is a problem with a lot of people in relationships where, you know, you're not interested anymore and you don't know how to tell the person, so instead you become mean and try and get them to break things off with you.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that's what Dean was trying to do. But in all fairness for Dean, before the rose ceremony, he told Christina, like, I'm not sure where this is going. Like, if you want to give your rose to someone else, like, that's fine. I understand. So I think he was trying to give her a warning or pretty much telling her that he wasn't interested. What I think he did wrong was after his date with Danielle, he came back and was like, I thought about you the whole time.
Yeah.
That's messed up. And then at the bonfire, that whole situation.
What are you thinking, Dom?
I'm trying to not take these sides here. But I also feel like, I think what frustrated me about Dean was the fact that he, like, downplayed his time with Danielle. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, there was nothing romantic about it. It was just a peck. I'm like, bro, you were making out with her. Y'all wouldn't have a good old time. Like, he had his hands around her waist. Like, yeah, they were having a good time on that date. So for him to come back and be like, oh, no, it was nothing romantic. I'm like, come on, Dean. Like, just be straightforward. Like, Christina's the type of person that appreciates somebody who's, you know, real with her and straightforward. And I feel like she gave him so many opportunities. And he just kind of was like, I'm going to, you know, keep my options open and not give a definitive answer either way. So that's kind of frustrating.
And then they pinky promised about being open and honest to each other, and he was not just open and honest with her during that whole conversation. It was too much.
Did you come into Paradise the day after this?
Yeah, could you sense, like, what was going on when you got there?
Yeah. So what they, I mean, we'll get into the episode, but what they didn't show is I obviously talked to several people before I chose who I wanted to go on a date with, and I talked to Dean too, I talked to Adam, I talked to all of them, and I could get a sense that he was kind of like embroiled in that love triangle, and it was like, it was the tension was weird, like it was palpable. You could tell like something's not right. Like, even when I came in, him and Christine were talking at the bar, and it was just like it was like a dark cloud over, you know,
over Paradise.
Yeah, over Paradise. Yeah.
Eric, were you asked to go on Paradise?
Yeah.
But you didn't want to go?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not?
It was just, you know, what I had on my season was intense, so I just didn't feel like it was worth me going, just because I think the first week or the second week, if I'm not sure, a lot of the girls were Rachel friends from our dates.
Yeah.
Jasmine, Raven, Alexis, Corinne, I'm just like,
yeah,
I can't, so.
I mean, that didn't stop Adam or Dean, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, my connection, my connection was different.
That's
connection
true.
Was different.
For sure.
So I can't speak for them. But.
See, I really appreciate that and can respect that, because sometimes I'm like, how are you going to say you were so in love with Rachel and then all of a sudden, like, 2 days later be like making out with someone else? Like, it just doesn't feel authentic to me or real.
Adam's clearly still in love with Rachel, though.
Oh, my God.
Little Freudian slip there.
That was amazing.
He's doing his ITM, and they're talking about his date with Sarah, and he was like, you know, this date with Rachel, and then, like, had to stop and be like, oh, shit, I'm on the date.
They showed that?
They showed it.
He's like, I'm so excited you got this date with Rachel, and they were like,
And then they, like, rewinded the footage back.
Yeah.
He did it over again.
It was so, but they showed him, like, doing the blooper.
Wow. The power of the subconscious.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
That was such a great moment. I'm happy they kept it in.
I know, right?
That's the great thing about Bachelor in Paradise, though, is they just really give zero fucks.
They leave it all in.
The whole show is the blooper reel.
Yeah, it truly is.
That's basically what it is.
You know, speaking of blooper reels, on last night's episode, the end of the episode was Alexis. And she was so funny. She was, like, talking about pizza, and it was, like, this whole little stick with her. And I'm like, why don't we see more Alexis on the show? Because I think she's hilarious.
She's so great.
And then I was like, wait a minute. It's probably because she had a boyfriend going onto the show and she is not trying to make a love connection. So maybe there's just no storyline there. That's where
I was thinking that as well.
That was the rumor, yeah.
She's one of the, alleged girls with a boyfriend going into Paradise. As were, I can't remember who else. Yeah, it was her.
Are you allowed to do that?
What's going on?
Exactly.
Shoot the basketball.
Exactly. Okay, so I guess that was, like, pretty much it from last night's episode. And tonight we have another love triangle, because it's the Sarah, Raven, Adam.
There's a lot of love triangles.
Adam is getting way too much action for me to be comfortable
with.
Adam's
a man. Hold on.
No, I was going to say, Adam's great.
AJ Money Mitch.
He seems cool, but it's just we didn't see any of him on Rachel's season, really.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know him like y'all know him.
Yeah.
Like, just as viewers.
The guy flies planes. I mean, come on, man.
We don't know that.
It's fresh. I sympathize with Adam and Matt, because, like, I barely got any airtime on my season, and it's so frustrating to go into Paradise and people are like, who the fuck are you? Like, what's happening? And why are you getting so much play? But, like, us, we know each other, so it was a little bit different, and I'm glad that environment was different. But I can understand from a viewer's point, you're like, I don't understand because you didn't get to see it. But it's kind of not our fault.
It's not your fault. No, it's not your fault. But also, I think America's probably really happy about it because everyone was like, wait, how did Adam make it so far? And we haven't even really seen much of him.
There's
so
a reason.
Now we're seeing it. Now we're like, he's so confident. He came in there and he was like, this is my goal. I don't care that Raven's involved with anyone else. Like, this is who I'm going for. And I respect that. He kept it spicy.
Definitely. He really did. And he, like, got Raven. Raven gave him his rose. I feel like Raven was such a hot commodity. That was really a big deal. So were you guys surprised to see Sarah walk in and choose Adam?
No, because, okay, this is the thing. When they played back the story of how it went down, they spent the night with Adam, she was the one cuddling with him at the end of the night. I feel like that's, like, I mean, she deserves, like, that shot of going on the date with him. If she felt like they had a connection, why not ask him? And Raven went into Paradise knowing that. That's probably true. Knowing Sarah's also going into Paradise. So I saw nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Well, Sarah over here.
Putting the hair down over there.
And Renee's like, I would have done the same damn thing. No, but I mean, Raven obviously gave her blessing, but I felt like Raven was giving her blessing with, like, slightly, like, trying to kill her on the side.
Oh, she really was.
Oh, yeah, she's like, no, go for it. But actually, you should go for this Ben instead. Go for Ben. You love dogs. Like,
Can we talk about that for a second? That Ben was the dog funniest thing is just too much.
Oh, my God. But even them just, like, ask out Ben. Right. Like, that whole just... like 10 minutes of them just, you know, he's a great person, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, why aren't none of you with him? Why are you just trying to ship him off to someone else?
Why is no one with Ben?
I don't get it either because I still think Ben is so cute and I love that he loves his dog. I feel bad
maybe
that they're
making... Maybe you should go on a show.
I know.
She's getting married in 3 weeks, so... Like, she's kind of off the market.
But Ben would be my type. I think Ben is... Thank you. But yeah, I don't know why no one is going after Ben.
Did you, you said you spoke to a lot of the guys before you decided who you wanted to go on a date with. What'd you think of Ben Z?
You know, I did talk to Ben Z, and of course we talked about our dogs because...
I know, you love Cooper.
I love Cooper, my dog, like, just as much as Ben
loves... Not Topper, Cooper?
No, Cooper. I know. Literally, that's the thing me and Rachel connected on. We both had dogs with practically the same names. But, so yeah, like, we bonded over loving our dogs and stuff, but we talked about other stuff too, and I thought Ben Z was really great, and I almost took him on the date. I think there's so many factors involved, and it was just kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, Ben, I don't know.
What's
it's hard
to explain.
I don't know if he was feeling me. Like, I couldn't tell. So I was just like, you know, I want to go on a date with somebody who I know it's probably going to be reciprocated. Like, I don't want to, you know.
That makes sense.
I feel like... put myself out there and be like...
Yeah, that's true. I feel like Ben got, like, friend-zoned as hard as Lacey got friend-zoned. But Ben doesn't seem crazy, and Lacey, like, seems like she could be a little crazy.
Lacey seemed like she would be okay literally going out with anyone who would say yes. That's the problem I had. I feel for her. Like, I could only imagine, like, wanting to stay on the show. But, like, she was... She's like, anyone? Like, will anyone go out with
me? Does anyone want to go on a date with me?
Yeah.
And they were all like, I don't know.
Who did she go on a date with?
Who, Lacey? She went on... Well...
Diggy.
It's
funny.
She's digging Diggy.
She wasn't the only one.
Lacey was digging Diggy, and then...
Someone swooped in.
Yeah.
Really? Who was that?
Lacey. Someone with a big old hair flip walked in.
Oh,
yeah, no. Some girl named Dominique. I don't know who that is.
Some girl. Dominique, what is it like to watch this back and see Lacey crying like that and... not even blaming you, blaming Taylor for the whole situation.
Yeah, right. She conveniently never said, like, I'm so jealous of Dom. It was always just fucking
she
Taylor.
She may have.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
What was that?
You know, it was weird to watch you back because I didn't know any of that was happening. Like, I knew that they had just come back from a date, and from what I gathered from my conversation with him, like, he had a good time. It was more of a friendship vibe. So to me, I was like, okay. I could ask you on a date. And as far as I was concerned, I was going to ask whoever I wanted to ask on the date.
Talk about it.
Yeah, right. Like, I have one date card. I have this one experience. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to play it safe, so to speak. Like, I wanted to go and put myself out there and ask who I felt like I wanted to ask. So, to me, it was kind of like, I didn't know that was going on. Keep it simple. But when I saw her crying, I felt bad because I'm like, shit, I didn't know that I caused all this drama. Like, I had no idea.
But at the same time, you were like, well, whatever, Diggy likes me more. You don't have to say that.
No.
So tell us everything about the date.
I was digging.
But really.
So who? Can you tell us a little bit about your date? Because we just saw you guys, like we saw strawberries, we saw
sushi and hot tub.
I was very concerned about the sushi in the scene for you, girl.
And I think the date card read something like
So yeah,
get steamy or
two, yeah.
Right?
So it said, don't waste any time. Pick a hot date. To
don't
get steamy
waste
with.
Any time.
So like, what was your mindset? Were you like, I gotta find someone ASAP? Like,
No. I knew that I wanted to take my time and get to know the guys that were there before I picked somebody to go on the date. So I definitely, like, made my rounds and took more time. Obviously, you don't get to see all of that. But the date was very steamy. Like, we sat down. We had fruit or whatever you saw us having. And I feel like, oh, my God.
That was flashbacks, huh?
Stop.
Ooh. It's happening. I love it. Good job, Diggy.
Oh God! It was like a spa related date. So what you didn't see was like we gave each other like couples massages.
Oh, okay. Wait, that was the most action on Bachelor in Paradise, and they did
and they
not show it.
Right.
Like they showed Carly and Evans. Like,
thank you. The ultrasound and watch the couples massages. Thank you, ABC.
Thanks.
I'm offended.
Unanimous.
Yeah. Go on.
So yeah, so we had like a couples massage, and then we went to the hot tub and like hung out there. And
how was that?
Are you hung out?
How was the hanging out?
And then what happened?
And then it was fun, but I shit you not. I'm sure you can agree. Like you can feel the cameras zooming in on you.
Oh,
like
you could hear them.
You
hear the crew like moving around. So to me, I was like, oh my God, this is so weird.
It's like a fish tank.
Yeah, it was so weird. But also, I was kind of like, you know what? Like I'm here. Like I'm in the moment. I'm gonna enjoy it and just like put myself out there. So I had fun.
Eric, do you feel like you had that experience, like noticing the cameras when you're?
I had a lot of champagne.
I didn't have as much as you did.
I was in the game. We had a great time in the hot tub in Copenhagen.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys both had hot tub dates.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Well, and your hot tub date, that was the turning point for you and yours and Rachel's relationship, right?
It was like, whoa, this is happening.
That's so crazy because not only were you in a hot tub with all these cameras, but you were in a foreign country with probably people watching, right?
Yeah,
just outside. Like,
that's nuts.
That's crazy.
Was great.
But the champagne, man.
Champagne
for you, the champagne.
Champagne.
I wish.
Just let go.
Dom, what was it like when you came back from that date? Did you leave that date and thought, like, yes, like, I'm getting Diggy's rose, like, this can turn into something?
Honestly, I didn't even know a rose ceremony was the next day.
Okay.
I had no idea. So when I came back, I was like, oh, this was a great date. I'm going to go to bed and see what the hell happens tomorrow morning. And, like, see where this goes. That's literally all I thought when I came back. And then the next day, they're like, it's a rose ceremony. I'm like, oh, shit. So I was nervous. Like, I wasn't completely sure that I was going to get his rose. I know we had a good time, but there was Lacey. And Lacey is one of those people that, like, when she wants something, she's going to go after it. So I assumed that she wasn't going to, you know,
let Diggy go without a fight.
So, I mean, I was kind of, you know, kind of thinking about that the next day.
Oh, will there be a fight?
Not with me.
You know, this season to me is so weird because there's so many girls from Nick's season.
Yeah.
And you guys all seem to be friends. You all hang out. So to know that, like, for instance, like, Danielle coming in and, like, swooping in on Dean and, like, you and Lacey, maybe you guys aren't great friends, but you're all from the same season, mm-hmm. that it just seems like, I don't know, I feel like dating, like, your best friend's guy or your sister's guy or something like that, it just doesn't sit right. Almost like how you were saying, how you didn't want to go on because these were Rachel's friends, you know?
Yeah, it was just too weird for me. I'm like, it's weird.
I mean, it was weird for us, too, because it was all of us from the same season and then Amanda. Amanda was the only person who wasn't from our season.
Oh, my gosh, really? The only person?
Crazy. Oh, that yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, for the girls. Technically, we'll see. We'll see as the season goes on.
Okay.
But as of right now.
At that point.
At this point, Amanda's the only one not from our season. So it was weird. Like, we've developed really strong friendships outside of the show. So going back into Paradise was weird because it was like, okay, I kind of want to date the same person you're dating, but I don't know how. Like, it was very difficult to kind of navigate that whole thing. And I think it would have been better had there not been so many of us from the same season, so many of us who hang out with each other all the time. Like, I think that definitely added a dynamic to it that, I mean, was great for drama, but in hindsight, was not fun.
Were there any of the girls that, like, you know, would, like, kind of cut you if you stepped on their man that you're like, okay, you know what? Like, you know what I mean? That you'd be like, okay, I'm not going to jump in on their relationship. Like, if Diggy was dating anyone else, like, who would it be that you wouldn't?
That's a good question. Honestly, I knew that I...
Taylor?
Well, yeah, I guess. That's a good point. Yeah, you guys are good friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's like your
okay,
best friend.
I mean, I feel like that was a given. Like, yeah, I don't think I would have gone after Taylor's like boyfriend dirt. Or whoever. Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely not. That's off the table. Same thing with Jasmine. I feel like we have a really close friendship, and I would never touch anybody that she is dating because this Jasmine.
What if the guy was into you, though?
I would talk to Jasmine first.
Oh, okay.
That's, I would talk I like to my that. Friends yeah. first. Yeah. That's the one situation where I felt like I would talk to them first, and even then, I don't think it's worth losing my friendships with them over.
Right. Personally. I don't think I'd ever talk to Jasmine's man.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, and listen, yeah, I don't think
I'd ever. I thought that was why.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Jasmine in the preview was talking to, who was it? Was it Lacey?
Was it Kristen?
Kristen, who we haven't seen yet, about talking to Matt, and she was not happy about it.
Yeah. She was like...
My
yeah.
Well, she staked her claim, and that was that.
Yeah, I think Jasmine... She really did. Even though she didn't have, like, an initial real relationship with anyone, she did seem a little bit more territorial, being like, Matt's like my guy.
You definitely don't want to mess with her.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with her. Yeah. I love her to death, but you don't want to mess with her.
But not for nothing. Like, I don't blame her.
But
in this situation, you're there...
Why?
She seems like a tough cookie.
She is. She's going to let you know what she's feeling when she's feeling it.
Yeah.
And for me, I respect that about her. That's why we're such great friends. And we're not even interested in the same guy, so that didn't...
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anyway. So.
But, like, in this situation, right, you're only there for a couple of days. You have, like, one chance to meet someone. So if you feel like you're hitting it off and someone's like, I kind of want to date your guy, I'd be like, yo, back off. Like, he's mine. Like, there's 10 other guys here. Like, find someone else. Like, you're here for 3 days. Like... This is my chance at love, too. Do you know what I mean? So right, I wouldn't blame Jasmine or some of the other girls for being a little bit territorial. Like, I'm surprised with that. I mean, I guess Raven's situation's a little bit different. But I think with Christina and Danielle, like, Christina could have been like, listen, like, just so you know, we went home and went on a road trip together. Like, I would appreciate if you're interested in someone else, like, maybe exploring that relationship instead. I don't think that would be wrong to do.
But at the same time, Dean's a grown man who should be able to, you know... To communicate to the person he's dating and not... I mean, he was very disrespectful to Christina, and I don't think it's Christina's place, honestly, to talk to a girl he may be interested in and be like, hey, will you back off? Because then it'll be the next girl Dean sets his eyes on. You know what I mean? You can only control that so much.
No, that's true. I get that. I just think, like, if we're talking, like, friendship, do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
I think that's the tricky thing about all these girls being friends and having been from the same season, because it makes that navigating that much trickier. If it was me and two other girls from another season who I didn't know like that, I don't even know if I would have that conversation, honestly.
But if you're walking on eggshells around everyone in this situation, since everyone is already friends, then there's not going to be any guys to date. Everyone's paired off, and then
that's why
a date.
I think this one is so tricky. Like,
yeah,
how
exactly.
What do you do? There's only but so many guys.
There is Wells the bartender, which Danielle...
I know. That was kind of nice to see, because I feel like part of me felt like they were positioning Wells to maybe be the bachelor by bringing him on. And then part of me felt like they were positioning Danielle to, like, maybe be the bachelorette. I don't know. They both definitely...
Be the bachelorette?
I don't know.
We haven't even met the next bachelor.
Too soon. But they both got great edits. And
they did.
True.
They had a happy ending.
Yeah,
I was
now.
A little, like, shocked by their kiss, but I'm happy it happened.
I'm happy it happened,
too. It was so cute. But then I didn't want her to leave.
Guys, the last time we saw Wells kissing someone, it didn't end well. Do you remember during JoJo season, he thought that was a good turning point in their relationship, and that's what made JoJo break up with him?
No. Oh, that was sad.
So I'm happy he got his happy ending kiss. Good for you, Wells.
Good for him. And for Jorge, who we finally saw a Jorge Torre on this date. Jorge was the bartender in Bachelor in Paradise from last season. He was replaced by Wells. And now Jorge has his own company called Jorge's Torres, and he gives tours. And he took Iggy and Lacey on the date. I think it's hilarious.
It's
good for him.
It's
like,
pretty good.
At least he has a business out of Bachelor in Paradise.
Before going on The Bachelorette, did you watch any of the past seasons or anything?
No.
I find that so
Eric,
hard
really?
To
believe
people
say that.
Okay,
see what happens.
So I feel like we're done talking about Bachelor in Paradise, because that's all that happened.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
I think so.
Eric.
I think so.
How did you audition then? Who did you submit yourself, or did someone submit you?
Well, I had a friend who reached out, who knew someone from ABC who was casted for the show, sent me a screenshot text message, and went on the audition, and from there, the rest was history.
At this point, did you know Rachel was going to be the Bachelorette?
No.
So when you found out it was Rachel, what was your initial reaction?
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
It's miracle season.
Yeah. It's meant to be, will be. So it was more of, okay, why is this opportunity in my life? let's look at it, let's examine it, and let's take advantage of it.
So were you asked to come on, was it after the final rose where Rachel met you and a couple of other people? Like, how did that go down? Were you excited to do that, or were you like, you were just
I
going?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
They picked me up 9 a.m. opposed to noon on Monday. They're going to take you to the hotel. Shouts out to Louis, great producer. Came in my room. I thought he was one of the guys. What's up, bud? What's going on? And I'm like, oh, man, you know, just getting ready for Thursday night. Thursday? What if I told you you're going to see your girl tonight? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you're going to see her tonight. I'm like, what? Like, I'm not gonna. Yeah, you're going on stage and you're going to see Rachel tonight. And I was like, what, tonight? I was just shocked. Like, okay, I guess I'm going on stage. So it was like, it wasn't expected.
You didn't have a choice. They kind of picked you guys at random.
Yeah, so.
Clearly it wasn't so random because you and Dean ended up making.
For real, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't think about that until like 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
and DeMario was one of the most talked about.
You guys actually left in the order that you came out.
If you think about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Dom has done a little.
Mario came out. He left. Dean, you left in the order you came out.
Wow. Good job, Dom. Interesting.
Oh, that makes sense.
What was the biggest, like the most exciting part of the season for you?
I would just say my one-on-one date. I was
the one in Copenhagen?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, because you get so much time and to explore a new country, and I've been to Europe. It was just like, man, I'm here. It was on a boat, you know, shipping champagne. I mean, I got on some swings. I mean,
I love champagne.
It was just, I was embracing my fears. Like, I'm afraid of heights. Like, it was like so much, but it was everything.
I feel like your character, I'm going to say, on the show was very interesting because you definitely had a curve. I mean, at first, I feel like ABC was almost trying to portray you as like the villain, right? And then all of a sudden, like, you come around at the end, and you're, like, final three, and America loves you, and they're, like, everyone's like, wants you to stay. So, I mean, how was it for you watching it back? Like, do you think that you were portrayed accurately?
Absolutely. I think, for me, you saw all of me.
Yeah.
I didn't just give you this, Eric. I gave you all of me. So, you saw me emotional. You saw me stressed out. You saw me open. You saw me insecure. You saw all of me. It was no, I didn't hide anything. This is who I am. And so in the beginning, I was just, so much was happening. I got into it with Rachel, got into it with Iggy, Bryce, Lee. I'm like, what? We leave the house, we go to South Carolina, and I fall off the golf cart. I bruised my ankle and my knee. Prior to that, I almost dislocated my shoulder. So,
oh, God.
That's when I say it's miracle season. Miracles don't come easy. I went through the most. It was just like, what's happening? Like, why is this happening to me? I wanted to go home in South Carolina.
We didn't see you fall off the golf cart, right?
But if you look at the bloopers, that was me at the bottom.
That's crazy. That's so dangerous.
Shout out to Josiah. To speed it up.
Good job, Josiah.
So you wanted to go home in South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. I was, in my mind, I was trying to figure out ways to go home. Like, literally. But I was like, I'm going to find a way to go home.
What helped you, like, stick it out?
Because I had to look myself in the mirror and say, this is not who you are. What are you running from?
What were you running from?
Fear of rejection, fear of just embracing the negativity of the whole thing. Like Eric, you had a bad day. It's okay. Usually when I have bad days prior to the show, I'll find a way to use positivity, as I said, to cover it up. You know, but in that moment, I was like, embrace it. Feel it. You had a bad day. It's all right. And it was perspective in my bad day. And then when the date came, just like everything changed. I was like, oh, this is interesting. You know, wow. So, yeah.
Who would you say you were closest to in the house?
Matt and AG. Adam. We're close.
Gosh, wow. I wish we saw more of that.
We want to know like,
honestly,
about
they're
them.
Great.
Yeah, they're great.
I got to know them in Paradise. They're like really, really great.
Yeah.
Really great guys.
On this after show, we talked a lot about how just awesome it was for us to get to watch you, like, fall in love for the first time. And I don't know, like, for us, it felt so real. And, I mean, I obviously don't know, like, your life. So, like, having gone through that experience, like, on national television with all of us watching, like, what's that like now for you, knowing that you've been able to, like, get to that point of being in love? You know what I mean? And now you're, like...
I have perspective and I have experience. I understand it. And I know how to get anything I want because of it.
Yeah.
You know, and you just got to stay open, get out of your own way, and let it happen. Real things happen naturally. It wasn't a force. I mean, so for me, it was more having a conversation with myself. What are you doing? Are you half talent? Are you in it? What are you in it for? So just getting out of my own way and embracing my fears and challenges I had my whole life and making the best of it. And so I did, and my life changed.
The Bachelor is such like a quick, intense journey. But since coming out of it, like, have you gotten yourself like back into like the dating game, or is it still? Because I've always wondered like the after effects of The Bachelor when you're so, I mean, vulnerable and emotionally open or in love with someone, when it just like it's so quick and it ends, and then the next thing like they're engaged. Like, what is kind of the aftermath of it all?
Well, for me, it's just everything's been slow. I'm not dating anyone or trying to date anyone. I'm just, you know, handling life, taking care of business, and staying focused. Like, if something organic would happen that's powerful and that it's you know, it's relevant, of course I would look at it, but I'm not like, yeah, I'm looking to date. It's just no.
So people aren't like swiping.
I was about to say, nobody's like in your DMs.
Oh no, the
like,
DMs are crazy. Let's be real. Yeah. They're overwhelmed.
Maybe for that, like, yeah. DMs are like popping.
I feel like it's a good time to get
DM. DM is like, popping. Like, damn, girl, really? You feel that way? You sure?
Oh my god!
Wow.
You are you
That's
sure?
Amazing.
But
like,
no,
I
just mean,
got to this point, and people are like throwing it at you. Yeah, funny.
Yeah, but I'm not looking to be dating.
He's waiting.
Focus.
But
focus.
He does
focus.
Read his DMs in case anyone wants to slide
yeah,
into
because,
him right now.
Because there's so much support as well. You know, also you got people who, you know, you changed my life. I was crying. I feel so bad for you. You know, it's just, so you want to get people, you want to show people that you're real, well, at least with me. You, like, I'm here. I'm just like you. I have feelings. I have a life. There's no difference. You know, I'm on TV, but I'm just like you. Like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
So it's cool, but I just, you know, I want to touch the people and let them know that, thank you.
I mean, people on the chat roll love you. They're like, Liza is like, Eric speaks so eloquently. He would be an amazing bachelor. People are asking.
My next question.
So I think this has been like the big question right now in the Bachelor franchise is who is going to be the next Bachelor? I don't know if anyone has spoken to you about it, but if you were asked to be the next Bachelor, would you be it?
What do you think? You think I would be a great bachelor?
I think you'd be a great bachelor.
But why? Can you give me some detail? Because for me, I'm very analytical. So when I look at myself, I see one thing. When other people look at me, they see another thing. So when I got off the show, you're so genuine, you're so real, and I'm like, I'm just being myself. So for me, I'm just always want different perspectives so I can understand, like, oh, really? I didn't know.
We're going to, like, tell you why you should be the next one.
We're going to go. We've all got thoughts.
I will be your campaign manager if you need one. First of all, you have the AfterBuzz TV endorsement. Just, I think I can speak on behalf of all of us. Yeah. But I said this, like, it was the week that you left Rachel's season. And just, like I said, to have watched you be able to get to the point where you could be in love or you were in love or whatever, I feel like now that you've experienced that, it's over, but now you're like open to things and you know what it's like and you know how to start a relationship and be in a relationship and to do it on TV, no less. So it's not like you have other experiences other than that. So I don't know. I think you'd be a great bachelor.
Oh, thank you.
I think so too. And I think America really embraced you, especially towards the tail end of the season. And I think what spoke volumes to us was seeing you at the finale with Rachel. And, you know, when you see her, the first thing you ask is how she's doing, how's her heart, and your sincerity and who you are just came right off on the screen. And you're someone who's also open to the process. And that's something that a lot of people question about someone who would take that role. So all those things plus who you are, I think, would make an amazing bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything they said. But, yeah, going off of that, like, we've had bachelors who do not put themselves out there, who are definitely, like, there not to find love, not to find their, you know, their life partner. But I think, like, you going on there, you have the ability to fall in love during that process. And I think America would love to see that. Like, that vulnerability is very important for this kind of franchise. And when it's not there, like, we can tell. Like, America's there. Like, we don't feel it, but I feel like we would feel it with you. And everyone loves you right now.
Right. America wants you to find love. So would you be the next Bachelor if they asked you?
Yeah, I mean, I would be open to it. If it made sense and it was organic, of course. I mean, I feel like, you know, my whole life, that's what I was lacking anyway, was love from somebody, from a woman, right? But I think, have success, have money, have opportunity, have all these things. It's great. But if I don't have love, for me, I feel like I'm incomplete. For me. I can't speak for every guy, but for me,
right.
I feel like I can have all these great things that comes with success and life and fame or whatever. But if I don't have love, I feel like there's an incomplete, Mr. Bigger. You know, I just think that would be complete me entirely.
Did you feel this way before falling in love with Rachel?
Yeah. I feel like that was the only thing I was really lacking in life.
Okay.
Was a real serious relationship. Because I never let myself go to let it happen, and when it would happen. And that's the thing, too, I think a lot of people don't know about me. When I wanted to be with women, they were emotionally unavailable.
They were.
Right. Oh. And when they wanted to be with me, I was unavailable. So it was kind of like, yeah, so we kept missing each other. And that's what I was getting on my season with Rachel. I told her in the house, like, I'm afraid that I'm available now, and on the back end, you're going to be available, and I'm not. Because I'm not getting what I need out you in the moment. So that didn't happen, but that's what I was afraid of. Because, you know, sometimes you can catch on too late.
That's a real invalid fear to have, especially when things are moving so quickly. Like, if you're not on the same page, that could just be the difference between you getting another date or going home. Right. So.
Right. And I also realize I move fast. Like, I like to...
Like, if you feel it, you feel it.
Yes, like, what are we doing?
Tunnel
vision. So sometimes that can be too much for women. It can be overwhelming. It can be like, whoa, hold on. You're like... So I had to learn on the show to, like, dial it back a little bit, let it happen, let it have its own pace. Don't try to create the pace on your own. And that's when it happened for me, because I let go. I wasn't trying to be in control.
See, that's so interesting, because out of the three final guys, right, you're saying that you felt it quickly, but you're trying to be a little bit more reserved, right? Yeah. Brian was, like, all in from day one.
Right.
And Peter, we saw even up to the finale, he still didn't know what he wanted to do. So it's interesting to see the three of you guys in that dynamic. If I were Rachel, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy right now. Like, these three guys, you know, all so different. But I honestly think that's how people fall in love. Like, everyone has their different pace.
Yeah,
for sure.
If you were the final two, would you have proposed to Rachel?
Yeah. I asked her mom and dad for her hand in marriage. I don't know how to half it. We're going all the way. I don't play the in-between. Because I think this is the thing I feel like. Words have power, right? So if you, marriage, proposal, is a connotation that comes with that. So marriage, oh my God, everyone gets, but at the end of the day, relationship has, you have to commit to the relationship.
Yeah.
The marriage is just the icing on the cake.
Totally.
You still have to commit to the relationship. So, and I was telling Rachel, I was like, what does marriage have to do with me committing to you? I'm committed before the marriage. Like, because I believe when you're really with someone, you're spiritually married before you're physically married. Mm. So you got to be committed in a relationship. And I think the word throws people off, and they keep themselves from moving forward because of the word.
Right. Definitely held Peter back.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
There's some reservations.
The one thing that held him back.
So then
with the whole Peter situation, like, what do you think? Do you think he just wasn't feeling it at all then? Like, because he obviously wasn't willing to make that commitment.
I just think it had to come on his time. It had to be in his favor. He wanted to control it. It had to come in his time, and, you know, he made the best decision for him in the moment. And I think at the end of the day, everyone has to respect everybody's, you know, decision. Because sometimes you really don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what was your take on it, Dom?
I'm sorry, what?
Dom's thinking about Diggy over
here. Diggy!
Strawberry.
Get out of there, Diggy.
Strawberry, so much cream. Sorry, Dom.
She actually did bring me back. I don't know. I think I agree with you. I think people are afraid to let themselves go. But I'm curious, like, do you think she was somebody that you, like, really could spend the rest of your life with? Because I feel like I was kind of like you in that scenario where I was open to falling in love in that short amount of time, and I was open to it happening, but I also couldn't. I mean, I guess I was like Peter more so than you, but, like, I was also like, I don't know if I could really decide 2 months in that I could spend the rest of my life with this person. Like, I just don't see that happening.
Right.
I don't know how I could get to that point. So I'm like, I'm just curious, like, how did you know she was the one? Like, how did that, I don't know. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Total sense.
Yeah.
For me, in the moment, yes. Because I was in the moment. I wasn't thinking about 2 years, 5 years. I was just in the moment. I feel like what happened was, I did things with Richard I'd never done with any woman in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, you met my family. I embraced my fears. I opened up. Like, if you're not the one, then who's the one?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like, what am I? It's like,
right, you got,
you're gonna like play games here, and you're like moving at a different rate and a different pace, and your life is changing here with this person, and you're gonna be like, nah, and just wait till you get off the show and find love. It was just, it'd have been too weird for me to try, and so it was like, yeah, I'm here. So, but it didn't end up that way, but I was locked in for that moment.
If okay, Dominique, if you could choose to date anyone from the Bachelor franchise series, who would you choose? Eric, you should start thinking. Don't say, ooh, this question's coming to you next.
If I could date, you know, I feel like I can't really answer that question because I don't want to, like, ruin Paradise, potentially.
Does that mean you find someone on Paradise?
Biggie?
I don't want to ruin it, so I feel like I can't really answer that. But I do, you know, I do have, I... You
okay,
know,
so Dom pleads the fifth.
But I plead the fifth.
Okay, Eric, if you could choose to date anyone from the Bachelor franchise, you guys, especially you, Eric, I know, and you, Dom, too, you guys are probably both engulfed in this new family. The Bachelor Nation, like, runs deep. It runs hard. Like, people are loyal. And I feel like people from, like, seasons and seasons ago still all hang out together.
Yeah.
Or even maybe not even date, like, go out on a date with someone.
Yeah, like,
someone.
Would you be curious about? But you,
don't
really watch the show.
Yes, so I don't really have the options to really know about the people I know. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's a great question. Y'all have some, you know, photos or some people.
I love the cast.
I mean, cause just to give you just anybody, it just wouldn't make sense for right now. But I don't know. That's a great question. I have to look at the seasons to really see who is who and what is what, right?
I'm tempted to play a quick game of.
Yeah,
of
we should have done like a but you Bachelor Nation us. Tinder game or
something. I know.
But still, I still met you guys. Fun. You know, it's different. It's different when you really, like, okay, so for Rachel, it was like, when I saw Rachel, it wasn't like, oh my God, she's the one I'm into. It didn't happen like that for
right.
me.
Right.
That would be crazy if it happened that way. I think, like.
But
that.
I saw her prior to the show. I saw her in the gym, you know?
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just us.
Oh. And but she didn't,
know,
met her?
She didn't know I was going to be on the show.
Did you go up to her?
Of course.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
And did you introduce yourself as like, hello, I'm going to date you soon?
No, but I told her, I say, Rachel, I see you working hard. She's like, I'm trying. I say, you look good. And I said, but I'll see you soon. She was like, huh? I was like, I looked in her eyes, I'll see you soon. And I left it at that. And she's like, got it. And she left.
What? So what? So did you guys ever talk about?
Absolutely.
So she remembers you.
If you go to the Thursday and you get out the limo, I ask her, why do I keep seeing you? She's like, I don't know. You tell me. You could, if you really listen to my introduction when I get out the limo.
Ooh.
That's what
I thought that was just a reference to when you met her on After the Final
I saw her prior to that.
What?
So for me, it was more so, I even told her, I said, Rachel, this is bigger than us. Like, you're in my life for a reason. Why did the universe bring you in my life? So I had to look at it from different perspective than anyone else who was there for whatever reason, you know.
I get that.
So it was bigger than the both of us, so it was different for me.
That's crazy. That's exciting. Well, she was in your life for a reason, for sure.
So
just, you know, the positive note there.
How is life, so how has life changed for you post Bachelor?
It's just different. It's really different, you know. A lot of things are happening, a lot of opportunities, a lot of travel. A lot of good stuff going on. You know, I'm just taking my time and letting it all come in. It's miracle season.
It really is.
I knew you were going to just say that. I was waiting for
it. You know, so, but it's great. It gave me a perspective on the world, perspective on people, and perspective on life. So it's definitely different. It's not the same. And people, you know, you have fans. People love the show. And it's great. So it's all positive. But I think sometimes when people see you in those positions, oh, my God, you're on TV. It's like, what I went through on TV was not easy.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable. Very stressful. Like, it was not easy. It was worth it, but it wasn't easy. So I think sometimes people put you on a, you know, you're a celebrity now, your family's like, no, that's your perception of me because I'm on TV. But they think it's all, it's in glamour, it's fun, it's cool. Like, no, it's work. It's not easy sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, the biggest thing that I think I would worry about being in, like, the Bachelor Mansion is being so disconnected from the world. Like, do you guys ever get bored? Like, when you're in the house, you don't have your phone. I hear you aren't supposed, or it's frowned upon to bring books. You can't have magazines. Like, well, like, what do you guys do when you're, I mean, obviously you're always filming, but when you're not going on dates or when we're not seeing you, I guess.
Talk about your feelings.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Work out, eat,
you
drink.
You forget that you don't have your phone.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, not even a thought. That's what I miss about the show.
I
think that's why we made friends so quickly.
I just want to just
so
put
deeply.
It on airplane mode and just go about my day.
Gosh, I wish I could do that for all of us to do that. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
We should start that.
We should.
Come out and tell the owners to 15 days. 15-day challenge.
It's not about it.
15-day challenge, no phones. And see what happens. Your life will change.
But
I guarantee you'll be more laser focused on whatever you need to focus on.
So. Right. Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I missed. But other than that, it was great.
Yeah. Was it difficult watching yourself back though?
I don't think it was difficult. I think it was different because it's my first time seeing myself in such a vulnerable position, going after love. I'm like, I said that? Like, wow, what happened in that moment? Oh, I remember that. Damn. I'm like, why did you hear that? You stupid. Mm-hmm. Why? You must have drinking too much that night. I'm very analytical. So,
yeah.
Pick myself apart. But it was good. You know, feedback is motivation. So it was good to see myself and emotional and all over the place. So it was great.
Dominique, is it hard for you to watch yourself?
It's extremely uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable because it's like, I'm trying to watch it like, from a fan perspective, from an audience perspective, and then I also lived it, so it's a very weird kind of, like, it's like an out-of-body experience, honestly. Like, I can't explain it to you, like, I have to go through it, but at the same time, it's fun to watch and see things I didn't notice, things I didn't see while I was there, and hear other people's perspectives and other people's opinions and ideas, and I think it's really helpful to watch it back. I learned so much about myself, about, you know, just like my mannerisms and how I am on TV and how I can get very like a lot of the time or just like you just learn so many like innocuous things about yourself and about other people, and I feel like it was such a transformative experience watching it back. Like, you I'm sure you know, like, you just learn so much.
Yeah, I think
yourself.
For me, I got to see why people like being around me, why people love me. Like, I go back to my 101 day. I was so happy. Like, oh, my God. Like, in Copenhagen, I was like, damn, I was like a kid, you know, coming out of the house. Like, I was really happy. And it's like to see, like, oh, I get it. Oh, this is what people are talking about. But I was just telling the truth. Like, I didn't know that was, you know. So it allowed me to see it from two different sides, like from me being me and then how people would see me. And I'm like, oh, because sometimes I'm just in my own world doing my own thing and I'm not even thinking about it in that way.
Right.
Because, like, do you think about the other guys? I'm like, no. I'm focused on, you know.
You're like, I'm on airplane mode right now.
Yeah. I'm definitely on airplane mode. Yeah. But it was good to just see and say, oh, this, I get it now. And it just gives you, you know, a different perspective. And it helps.
Well, I think it's, like, one thing that we can all say is that it's definitely nice to watch positive people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or just to interact with positive people in your everyday life. Like, I want to be around someone who has good vibes. Like, so I think definitely both of you, like, you walk on the show and you're like so happy and like dancing and everything, and you know, like, I feel like you brought the party because it was so boring for a little bit. And Eric, you were positive throughout, you know, the whole season, and I think that's what people really saw in you.
And we have the same attitude number.
I think so.
Oh my gosh, like, maybe you guys should date.
You know, you know what it is, your attitude number.
No.
So is your birthday and your month. So your birthday is when again?
October 29th.
Yeah, so you do 1 + 0 + 2 = 3, 3 + 9 = 12, 1 + 2 = 3. So that means attitude number 3 means that, like, we're happy-go-lucky, like, we're funny. But then, like, when you're not really feeling good, oh, everyone knows it.
Yeah,
everyone can feel it.
That's very true. I'm very much.
But we have the energy, joyful.
Yeah.
So
there's no in between for me. I'm either like
right
up here, or I'm like, get the fuck away from me. Like, there's no. Christine knows.
True. I think I need to learn a little bit more about this attitude assessment. Where can people go and take this quiz?
Well, it's numerology.
Figure it out.
Numerology. So you have your life path number, which is your month, your day, and your year.
Your month, your day, and your year. Are you writing this down somewhere?
And so your numbers can't go higher than a 9, right?
Okay.
But your attitude number is just your month and your day. So hers is October 29th, so it was the 10th of, you know, it's October 29, so 1 + 0 + 2 = 3, 3 + 9 = 12. You can't go higher than a 9, so you would do 1 + 2, which is 3.
Right, but so how does the attitude like fall? Like,
so it's more like your attitude about life. Like, so our attitude more so, it's positive, it's happy, it's like joyful, it's outgoing, like it's happy, my attitude. Then you have some people like Rachel. I did Rachel's on the season. Hers is a 7, so 7 represents the truth, so they think a lot and they're very observant, you know? So everyone is different. Then you have people who are 4s, they're very like managers and they got to have structure. And people are 5s, they're like free spirits, and 6 are like mothers. Like 8s, they're always thinking about money. 9 are like humanitarians, and 1s a leader. So it's like, it's a lot, but once you understand it, it'll make sense. If you're into it.
I know, I'm into it.
Yeah, I want
to. So it's just your month and your number, your date and
your
number, right?
For your attitude.
So if I'm April 7th, 4/7, that's 11.
So April 7th?
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. So then 11, so 1 plus 1 is what?
2.
Right. So
I'm so nervous. What's it?
So your attitude number is more like a peacemaker. Like you bring the peace, like you're cool, you're calm. Like, you got to look it up. I haven't really found too many people who've done it too, but it's more like a peacemaker.
What's a 1?
They're more like a leader. They don't really want help. They want to do everything on their own. They're like a born leader.
Oh, that's me.
So it's like, they love attention. Words give them power. Like you tell them they're doing good, they feel good about it. So feedback is important for
if I did the math right.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Imagine if Eric was the bachelor, we'd learn so much. Like, this is crazy.
I feel smarter already.
You guys, thank you so much for both of you for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Dominique, where can everyone find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at DominiqueA1029 and on Instagram, Dominique C Alexis.
And Eric?
Twitter, Eric_bigger. Instagram, that's where it's at. He's Eric Bigger. And then the stories are lit. They're lit.
You put a lot of work into your stories. Dude, Eric.
The stories, that's where it's at. Yeah. You gotta know.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
A lot of information, a lot of motivation, a lot of good things, and I got some things coming up. So,
and you can follow me on Instagram. Into his DMs there too.
Hey, just make sure you follow me. But the DMs are, they're definitely direct. Those messages. So, hey, baby.
That's amazing.
Just stay open. Great things happen.
Yeah, that's amazing. Great. Renee, where can everyone find you?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
You guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And you guys, you can find me across social media at Ms. Diaz. And I'm so sad. I'll be gone for the next couple weeks because I'm getting married. So, bye.
Congratulations.
Everyone else will be back next week, you guys, for Bachelor in Paradise. Thanks, you guys.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.